Chris Rocket from PromoteYourMusic.net with another Music Marketing Secrets podcast. And today I want to talk to you about starting a music career while other people are sleeping. We've got a lot to get through today, so I need to be quick, and forgive me if I start rambling like a buffoon. Now, imagine you could live 30% longer and have more time in your day for your music career. Today I'm going to show you how you can achieve that, but first I want to tell you a sad story about my life. I got a great job as a marketing manager for an online theatre tickets company, and I believed, like, you know, it would never hold me back. I'd do music when I got home from work. My plan was to, like, work in the daytime, and when I got home I'd stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning and do my music. You know, I'd do my music when I got home. But then I realised I'm not superhuman. It was weird. I thought I was before that. I'd get home from work and I just want to watch TV the whole time, you know, and I know this is the same for a lot of people. You just got no energy left. We've got to work, we've got to pay the bills, but I think it's important to rip yourself out of the hypnosis every day and realise that trading your time for money is just like being a slave. And, you know, it's my opinion that you should try and create an income from your music as soon as possible and get the hell out of there. So the way we're going to make more time is by sleeping for 4 hours a day and having 20 hours a day to do our music. I know this might sound crazy, you might think you're going to be a zombie, but believe me, 8 hours sleep is, in my opinion, too much, and there's no medical reason why you need that much sleep. I first came across this technique a couple of years ago when I had the marketing manager's job. I told myself, you know, if I could cut out, you know, all the sleep I needed, then I'd have millions of hours to work on my career and still be able to do that horrible job. And the process was called the Uberman sleep schedule. You sleep for 4 hours, you nap for 20 minutes, 4 hours, nap for 20 minutes, you do it all day and you never go to bed. But it proved horrible, it was terrible. I couldn't work, I couldn't do anything, I couldn't breathe, I couldn't think, I couldn't do anything. So I gave up and decided to just, like, work like the other slaves. Years passed, depression set in, anxiety struck me, low self-esteem, bad work practice. You know, I wasn't selling very many theatre tickets, I could tell you. Lateness, I was late all the time, my clothes were messy, I was smelly, I was drinking too much, I thought I was going to get sacked. Something had to change. So I took a massive risk, quit my job, decided to focus on music full time and use all those marketing skills I learned at that dirty job to make a stable income. So I started to work for myself, and I started to, work with other bands, do my own music. And I started to research, you know, sleeping less again, you know, because I want to have more time now because I can do what I want with my time. So today I want to tell you about my new sleep pattern, the 4 hours one. You have 4 hours core sleep and you have 20 hours to work and some naps in there, which is very cool. Each time I have a nap, it's like a new morning that happens. You know, I have ideas and it's great. And also during the nap times, you have really cool dreams and really vivid dreams, and that's very important for your mind and for the health of your mind. So the sleep pattern we're talking about today is called the Everyman 4, and I read about it in a great book called The 4-Hour Body, which is amazing. It lets you become superhuman. As you know, I recommend using and implementing whatever you learn, and I'm writing this and making this video at 3 o'clock in the morning using this new sleep pattern. So here's how it works. 12 p.m. you go to sleep, you wake up at 3 a.m. 8 a.m. you have a 20-minute nap, 2 p.m. 20-minute nap, 8 p.m. you have a 8 p.m. you have a 20-minute nap. Each time you wake up, you feel great. If you work a full-time job, your morning's going to look like this. Before you go to bed, set your alarm for 3 a.m. When you get up, don't hit the snooze button, straight out of bed, go to the kitchen, have a drink of water, then do your morning routine. My morning routine is exercise, meditate, neti pot. I do loads of weird hippie stuff. If you want to learn about that, just email me. Have a nutritious breakfast. Now get on with your most important task for 50 minutes, have a 10-minute rest, and then another 50 minutes on your most important music marketing task. At this point, you might need to go to work, so that's cool, but at least you've done some hours, you've done some stuff, and you've started to make progress. If you think this is all total bullshit, then look, there's some animals in the world that only sleep for a very short amount of time, and don't be like a caveman, you don't need to sleep that much. Final thoughts, don't be a day job slave, start planting those seeds to your success in music. Our plantations might be different, but we're all slaves, so we got to get out of these jobs if we can. Start taking back some of the wasted sleep time. Few PSs, you're going to be tired. I'm not a doctor, so you should always check with your doctor about this stuff and be skeptical of what I tell you. You know, you've got to do your own stuff. And even though you might have much more time to sleep, you've got to be much more productive still. And that's it. Good luck. PromoteYourMusic.net. That was very quick, but hopefully it helped.